Hello and welcome along to another edition of the From the Horse's Mouth podcast. My name is Tom Nugent, standing in for PK, who's decided to bog off to warmer climes. And as you will all be well aware at this stage, Jack Frost very much nipping at the nose of National Hunt Racing. It looks like we will have very little to look forward to in terms of jumping over the weekend, which means the regular tipping podcast for the weekend will not appear. But fear not, we are here to look ahead to Dundalk this weekend in the company of Mr. Franberry. But before we begin, a couple of little bits of housekeeping. A very quick congratulations to Mark McGrath and Mick Hart, who both won tickets to the Paddy Power Chase Day at Leopardstown on the 27th of December. Thanks to our competition last week on the show. And if you'd like to do the same, win a couple of tickets, just quote tweet any tweet about this podcast, say something nice, and add the hashtag FTHM, and you'll be in the hat for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 27th at Leopardstown. No pick five. Well, unlikely. It looks like there'll be a pick five this week with Paddy Power, which means it'll be $100,000 rollover on Stephen's Day. And you can also keep an eye out for some top class racing quiz action on Racing TV over Christmas, and which I believe Mr. Franberry took a leading role. Fran, tell us all about it, or at least hint at it.
Yes, the Paddy Power Christmas quiz will be out on Racing TV pre-Christmas Day, of course, and a lot of fun making it. Couple of stunts I wasn't planning on getting involved in, but I did, Tom. I toughed it out, and I think the end product should be good, and there's a couple of, yeah, good moments in it and a few icy ones as well, yeah.
Would you be knowledgeable, kind of, would you be a good table quiz team member?
Yeah, racing trivia I do like a lot. I think my memory's going a bit dull, judge on a few of the answers I gave, but it's always a bit of fun.
Weather playing havoc across the UK and Ireland, but thankfully it looks like Dundalk will remain intact. I'm sure you're looking forward to heading up there on Friday evening.
Yeah, the only show in town at present, really, Dundalk. Save for the fog last Monday, of course. I took one day off and it was called off after one race, so there you go. But it was all back to normal there yesterday, and hopefully Friday night can be the same.
That Johnny Ward, he ruins everything, doesn't he? Right, we've got an 8-race card to look forward to at Dundalk on Friday. And it action kicks off at 4:30 with the 6-furlong maiden for 2-year-olds, 12 runners, Fran. Alexander John probably sets the standard of those with form.
I think he does, Tom. He shaped very well in debut to Curra in a strong maiden over 7 furlongs, and both his runs over tonight's trip of 6 furlongs at Curra were very, very good. I surprised him up to 7 furlongs when he made his polytrack debut here a month ago, and it materialised that way. He travelled strongly, looked the winner going to the furlong pole, did not see out the 7th furlong on that occasion. I think dropping right back to 6 furlongs tonight would suit him very well, and he seemed to handle the polytrack very well on that occasion also. So dropping back down a distance, he sets a good standard. He's got song for whoever number 5 to take on, and his debut run at the track was very good as well, and he's a similar profile to Alexander John in that I don't think he got 7 furlongs, and it's the next start at the track. However, Tom, I didn't like his attitude on that occasion. He hung badly left and looked an awkward ride under pressure, and in comparison, I think Alexander John is a bit more straightforward, a bit more likeable in the way he goes through a race, and they're going to set the mark at the two of them. There's a lot of unraced horses in the race. Keep an eye out for number 12, Suma Fair, trained by Joseph Bryan, well-bred American filly who could be okay, but you'll have to watch the market for her. She did not trial in Dundalk, so she's an unknown quantity. And Stormy Entry, number 8, is worth a look as well. Very well bred. Willie Brown and Shamie Heffernan have had winners at Dundalk this year already from a small amount of runners. But the ones that have ran very much favouring Alexander John, I think he may well even be the value on the night. People may get stuck into Song Forever, who arguably may have stronger polytrack form, but I think Alexander John, back to 6 furlongs, better attitude, he's the one to beat.
Yeah, Alexander John setting the standard in the opener. I don't know if he'd be much of a poker fan, Fran. In our house at Christmas, poker is a big game. Alexander John has three trees beside his name, which in our house would be known as a little forest if you had three trees in your hand of poker.
The last time I played poker was in a pub a few years ago, and a knowledgeable man sat in beside me and got me out of a hole, so I haven't played since. So.
Yeah, I've been there. Sounds familiar.
I'm not a good bluffer. So.
The second race at Dundalk at 5 o'clock is a 2 mile handicap with the full complement of 14 runners going to post. Boom, boom, boom tops the weights, has form on the surfaces. Was a winner here over 12 furlongs off of 60, now rated 75, Fran. And an engagement ring, another interesting filly in here. She's a full sister to Capri and Brazil, no less. So very well bred. This probably wasn't the plan.
Not when to set off start of year thinking we'll aim her for a 2 mile handicap the week before Christmas in Dundalk to try and get a bracket. But engagement ring, Tom, stepping up in trip might suit her well, but I'm not just convinced she's totally in love with the game. And I think a big field handicap may not suit her all that well. For all that, step up and trip will suit her good. It's a really, really good race. If you go down through the field, I suppose the first horse outside of number one, boom, 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 we got to mention is, of course, the real deal. It was meant to run here Monday, fogged off, of course, and he's up to 2 miles here with Dylan Brown McMonagall booked to ride. And he's probably the most high-profile horse running at the meeting, given the circumstances of what has gone on recent weeks with Ronan McNally and the history of this horse. And he shaped very well on Polytrack debut recently, or handicap debut at least, in a Polytrack over a mile and a half. He kept on well, had a tendency to hang left under pressure. And I'm not quite sure that he was totally in love with the surface, but stepping up to 2 miles would probably put him more in his comfort zone. And he, off mark of 70, he still could be very well handicapped, but he's going to be over bet, Tom. If the money arrives, he's going to be, you know, everyone's going to be cautious about him. I can see him going off quite a short price favourite if there is any confidence there. And boom, boom, boom. Likewise, similar profile applies. He's got good form. He's a very easy winner 3 starts ago here. And was badly placed on the track over course and distance in a higher grade recently. He made his move down the far side of the track in Dundalk. That's not the place to be really anymore. You need to be middle to stand side. And you can probably upgrade that run. He's drawn in stalled 7 and he sets a decent standard, but there's a few more to mention in the race. You have Turf Range has been running really well, and question mark about 2 miles distance for him. Number 8 Buttons and Bowls, interesting on the surface, very decent mare for Pat Flynn, 4 wins over jumps, and was just beat in Clamel in early September. Should be competitive as well, but with the likes of Boom 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 and the Real Deal, it's going to make it somewhat of a skewed market, I'd expect. And I hope it does, because my selection is number 7 and Cherie, trained by Sheila Lavery. Really likable filly at this trip. She's had two wins at this distance and 3 places over the 2 miles. And I thought a recent run at a mile and a half was very, very good, in that she was outpaced and she stayed on really well late on to be only beat 5 lengths at the debt, galloping through the line strong. She's back up to her best distance of 2 miles. She's got Billy Lee back on board, who's won or twice and has also been placed on her. And I think she could well be each way value against the field here. And encouraging enough, the stable had a winner yesterday at Dundalk. But 2 miles for Anne Cherie, she's going to be the value to take on Boom 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 and the Real Deal.
Racing fans will be interested, so I have to ask you for your executive summary on the Ronan McNally situation. What's your top line view?
I have to see the penalties, but he's really got done for taking the piss, really, I suppose. You know, it was totally no corrugation with their previous form to what they went on to win. And I suppose there's a combination of things, but it's out of the ordinary, and 3 or 4 horses running different yards and all. I think it's all, you know, culminated in this hearing, and it'd be interesting to see the total reasoning and the data behind it and the evidence. But at this point in time, that's my view on it, yeah.
Third race on the card at Dundalk on Friday at 5:30 is a 7 furlong handicap again, with the full field of 14 scheduled to go to post. £6 separated them top to bottom. Fran, unpick it first.
Yeah, very, very competitive, Tom. And look, it's typical of the grade. You can make a case for plenty of these horses in it. Linus Larabi started him really, really good form in recent runs. He's a dual winner, just beat by his well-gambled stable companion last time. Has a good draw in stall one and with a lot of pace likely in the race. Number 12, Mullacash Buzz has got pace on the MPEX Kid, Tyson, yeah, and number 2, Bears Hugged. There's 4 possible front runners. That should really play to Linus Rabi's strengths, but he is up in grade here today and he need everything to fall his way. There could be a handicap lot here, Tom, and it's number 3. High Time He Won, formerly trained by Dermot Weld. He won a good handicap at Cork 18 months ago and he's fully 12 pounds lower than that winning mark, where he shaped really well on stable debut Fredo McGuinness. That was 35 days ago and he kept on really well late on to be 4th She's in the Game, doing his best work at the debt, albeit, but it's the first time he's shown signs of form in this year at least, and given the stable switch, it was the first run to Polytrack. I think he sets a good standard and with likely strong pace to suit, he's going to be very hard to beat. His biggest danger, funny enough, could be number 7, Is That Love, also trained by Adam McGuinness. I think 7 furlongs around here could be a sweet spot and he's getting back down to workable mark. Mullacash Buzz, number 12, if he gets loose in the lead, would have every chance, but he should get plenty of pace pressure in the race. And I think High Time He Won could be hard to beat here, backing up that promising stable debut recently.
High Time You Won in the 3rd race could give Gerry Hannan an apt finishing bit of commentary there. Number the fourth race on the card at 6 o'clock is the Mile Maiden, and Fran again of those with form, perhaps Bold Rib sets the standard with a couple of place efforts up the curragh.
He does, and look, if you looked at the form figures, Bold Rib, you think he's going to be very hard to beat. Unfortunately, I thought the same last week, and we put him in a multiple bet for listeners. He went from being 4-6 in the morning into a very short price, Tom, of 1-4. And he never looked like winning. He looked very ill-resolute in the finish. He had his head to one side. Now, look, connections have gone for Blinkers first time. That may well work. And it's not a very strong maiden. But given the quirks that he showed last week, I've got to take him on. I think he'll make the market. He'll probably be a shade of odds on again. If Crystal Clear, number 1, has plenty of experience to date, has yet to win, but is likely to go along on the front end. Tack has every chance on his best day. Cyclamen, number 5, trained by Aidan O'Brien, has had a lot of chances back in trip here today. Couldn't trust her at all. And the one that I've landed on is... could be a bit of a price in some respects. Is number 8, Zawahir, trained by Dermot Weld. On paper, very disappointing last time, but I think a mile and a half on soft ground found her out on that occasion. Prior to that, she'd also ran well over tonight's trip of a mile. And if you go back to running Tremor, this is the key bit of form, Tom. For a Tremor maiden in August, normally weak enough race. Alarus, the winner, has gone on to win a couple of times in the all weather since. 2nd River Rain runs later on this card. Got off the mark here recently. And the 4th Raving Royal was a good winner in a big competitive handicap at Turles at the end of the year. That's very, very strong form. I think switching to the Polytrack will suit Zawahir very well. And I think a mile around there could play to her strengths. And if she's tuned up, which I'd expect to be given the time of year, she's going to be valued to take on Bold Rib, who wouldn't trust.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Righto, on we go. The 5th race is at 6:30. It's the Mile apprentice-rated race. Conditions here, a pound for every pound over 70 that they are, something along those lines. Fran, I wanted to ask you, obviously Dylan Brown McMonagall has been crowned champion apprentice for the season. Of the younger kind of tranche of apprentices currently riding Ireland, anyone standing out, not necessarily riding in this race, but anyone who's kind of caught your eye during the season?
There is, Tom. Yeah, there's a good bunch of young riders coming along. biggest problem for a lot of them is that they're going to be very big. You know, they're 16, 17, 18 are quite tall. And whilst weights have risen, you know, down the line, it might be a problem for them. But at this point in time, you've got James Ryan, I think is very good value for his claim. He's based with Tom McCourt. And he had a good year on the grass in that he got plenty of experience without perhaps riding too many winners, but he learned a lot, I think, through the year. Robert Wearty is also based up in that direction, Meath, County Louth direction. He's also a promising rider as well. And, you know, then you're down to Adam Caffrey, who's definitely shown promise for Aidan McGuinness. They're just three that will be busy at Dundalk through the winter months and are definitely ones to watch. Jake Cohn is well known in the circuit at this stage in time. And Yudish Gearhardy riding for Johnny Morton, we'll talk about Final Voyage in a minute, has definitely shown talent. His first winner coming into Birdcatcher Nursery, and he looks good value for his £10 claim. Good bunch of new riders coming through. I think this winter you'll obviously see a few names pop up, and it's a question of how to progress, but there's plenty of talent there and a lot to work on. Yeah.
Very good. This is an interesting race. Bucky Larson has made the switch to Dick Donoghue from Ger Lyons. Dick, of course, trained the winner at the November meeting at Cheltenham, who runs on the card later on as well. And Alpha Crew has also been knocking on the door, made the switch from O'Mara over in the UK over to Kieran Murphy. So they're just a couple who are switching yards, but it's an interesting little race, Fran.
It is, yeah, really interesting race. And as you said, Tom, a couple of the ex-English horses are going to be interesting. Alpha Crew number four, shaped well on all recent starts for trainer David O'Mara, and has a good record on the grass as well, and is an interesting addition to the team for Kieran Murphy. And the blinkers on first time may well spark him up a bit. He looked a little bit leery in Chelmsford on his last run with visors on, and the blinkers may well suit, and I think the track will suit him well here at Dundalk. Chelmsford is a sharper track than Dundalk, and he may well enjoy the galloping nature of it. Insomnia number six, trained by the Macaulays, is worth a look with a view to the future. He'd okay form in the UK as well prior to this. And Bucky Larson, as you said, good claim and win for Ger Lyons, very very solid at its rating, and is likely to give it a good go from stall number two. But the horse that I like most in the race is number one, Final Voyage. He's also an ex-UK trained horse, very decent form. There is multiple winner on the all-weather, and on a couple of occasions he's shaped a promise for Johnny Morton without quite delivering. He's up to mile though here tonight for the first time in Ireland, and he's a real eye catcher in a similar race over seven furlongs here recently. He made up a lot of ground late on, and he kept on well to be fourth, and he beat a half length at the Debt. I think with the extra furlong to play with, a return to form, he's got the best form in the book in this grade, and he'd be hard to beat.
Very, very good. Onwards we go. The 7 o'clock is the 10 furlong handicap. Freescape tops the weights off 104. Fran, what do you like here?
Yeah, it's a cracking handicap, and it's actually a really decent card in its own right. Plenty of competitive race. Freescape, he's a victim of his own success. He's up in the weights without winning, a £16 higher than his last win. He ran a cracker in a Lister race here at the back end of the turf season in September. But I think having to give a stone and a half plus away to his rivals will probably be too much for him. Cozone, number two, been in really good form, Tom, in recent starts. I just think 10 and a half furlongs will not really play to his strengths. I think he'll need everything to go his way with a strong gallop, and I think at that even the distance might find him out. And number seven, Fascinating Shadow, worth to mention for the Shark Handler, was a good winner here in this track. May not have got the run of things here on his last start. It's probably better than that, and has also won a hurl. And River Rain, number 10, we gave a mention to earlier. She got off the mark here in her first all-weather start after taking a length of time to break her duck on the grass, and has gone up £8 in the weights for that. That may... she's out of handicap here, but she's effectively £8 higher. That might be the key to her, the all-weather. She may well go on from getting her head in front, but I'm happy enough to watch her. And the horse with best form and gets a nice weight is number six, Fina Sina, trained by Henry de Bromhead. Was a good winner of a maiden here, and went through a little bit of a bad patch. He was tendency to start running very keen in his races through the summer months, particularly at Ascot and at this track back in late September. But last time on with a hood, he settled well in Navan. He finished good against the hill, and crucially, he's been gelded since then. And with Wayne Lauren on him, who knows him quite well, and the gelding operation, and on balance of his form, Tom is far stronger than a lot of his rivals here, and a nice strong stalled five. Venusina should be hard to beat.
Lovely stuff. 7:30, the penultimate race on the card is the first division of the 47 to 65 handicap over 10 furlongs. And the full complement here again, Fran, and the aforementioned Contrapposto is in here, fresh from a win in Cheltenham last month.
Yeah, great scenes. Well, I don't know if you've seen him, Tom, with the owner.
Yeah.
He had crutches, but he was off them and hopping on one leg for the last furlong. So fantastic win for Dick Donoghue, who won the gentleman of the game, really. And on the back of that run, he beat a very well handicapped horse, of course, an explosive boy on that occasion. And his flat form, he hasn't won since the winning in the UK in Nottingham back 4 or 5 years ago. But he's shaped well at this track 2 starts ago. He's obviously gone on to win at Cheltenham and could be very well handicapped with Colin Keane now taking the ride off a mark of 57. He's going to likely to be favoured. He's got a good draw in stall one, and I can see why he will be popular. Pace, going to be good pace to race number 11, Final Fantasy, likely to go along. And an unexposed trio worth to mention, Lex Maximus, number 12, is trained by John McConnell, shaped a promise last time. And a previous winner, number 5, Dark Street, who's drawn and stalled 13. Not ideal for him, but he's definitely improving with the track and racing and pro bono. Number 10 is worth to mention, but we put up number 7, Kampala Beach, a couple of weeks ago, Tom, and I thought she'd be very hard to beat. He would be very hard to beat on that occasion. And it's probably a race that Ronan Whelan would love to ride again. I don't think everything went as planned through the run. He just found himself falling a bit of deadwood out of back straight and had to switch wide and then switch back in to make his challenge. And I think there was a loss of momentum in the straight at least once, if not on 2 occasions. And he kept on well to be third to Cartiez, who runs in the second division of this race. We didn't see the best of Kampala Beach here. I'd expect a more positive, more prominent ride here on this occasion. I think he's crying out for 1.5 miles and he's at 1.25 miles, of course, again. So with a positive ride, Kampala Beach, I think is well handicapped. Contrapposto will make the market and I'm going to go with Kampala Beach.
Lovely stuff. Onwards we go. The final race on the card is the second division of the 47 to 65 again over 10 furlongs. And it's an interesting enough race, Fran. Looks competitive. Princess Wannabe hit the crossbar here last week and has gone up a couple of pounds for that.
Yeah, another well-bred Galileo running at Dundalk in December. And look, Princess Wannabe has been running really well, Tom, since switching to the all-weather. Both them runs though were, she stayed on very well over 1.25 miles. And last week stepped up to 1.5 miles and was only doing her best work again at the debt. Maybe she's getting sharper with racing and Wayne Lorden is noteworthy booking. I think he'll suit his style of racing very well. But drawn and stalled 15 and dropping down a distance, for all that she could be well handicapped, she is well handicapped. I'm going to take her on here. I just think it's not an ideal setup for her with the trip and the draw. You have Cartier's number 2, who won really well here recently. And number 1, Never Missed a Beat, is interesting for all that we haven't seen him on the track for quite a length of time. A couple others to mention, Nevada Brave has been running really well. And Celtic Revival, trained by Eddie Lynham down the bottom, if he was to settle, he would be a player. The Hood might work well on him. But trainer Paul Flynn, he got to Christmas money on Wednesday at Dundalk. He the winner, was quite well backed, heavily backed on Wednesday night. And he's got a really interesting horse here in America, number 4. Who's got the first time blinkers on here tonight. He was a big eye catcher in early October here on this track. He travelled really well all the way through the run and made his challenge down towards the outside and wasn't knocked about late on. I think given he's very lightly raced, he's got a nice draw on stall 8, he is going to be value against the field. And I would not be surprised to see money come for this horse. And with the blinkers on first time, America gets the vote.
Very good indeed. Fran, we need to pay for all this wrapping paper that she's buying. She's breaking me with wrapping paper here. Loves the expensive stuff. No, the Tesco's finest won't do. So what's the winner to get us out on a very good looking card on Friday at Dundalk?
Yeah, look, it's a cracking card, Tom, and we owe one of our listeners, Aaron, we told him one for the Christmas money last week in Dublin, and that got beaten. So look, Knapwise race five, Final Voyage, I think it'll be very hard to beat. I know you're playing with an apprentice race, but I do think stepping up to a mile based on his previous UK form, loved his last run over seven furlongs. I think he's going to take a lot of beating here on this occasion. And we're going to do an each way travel, Tom. We're going to go race two. And Cherie is going to be value given you got the real deal and boom, boom, boom in the market. And she's got a great track record and I loved her recent run. That's race two and Cherie. And race six, Finacina, hopefully some bit of an each way price given how competitive the race is. He should go very well. And in the last, we'll give Emmerich the each way vote as well. So there's three selections for an each way travel as well as Final Voyage, who's the nap.
You can't say anything about Fran Berry not being inventive or creative. And he's always providing a new angle. Lovely stuff, Fran. Thank you very much. Very quick reminder that, of course, you can win tickets to the Leopardstown on the 27th of December, the Paddy Power Chase Day. All you have to do is quote tweet any tweet about this podcast and say something nice and add the hashtag FTHM and you'll be in with a chance to win. And we'll be back with Fran next week for a very unusual Wednesday with Fran before we sign off for Christmas to have one final look at Dundalk before the new year. So that's all from us. Many thanks for listening. I've been Tom Nugent and that was From the Horse's Mouth.